Wedge Antilles looked up from the datapad with disbelief.
"You've got to be kidding," he told the dispatcher. "Escort duty?"
The other gave him an innocent look.
"What's the big deal?" he asked. "You guys are X-Wings. You do escort all the time."
"We escort people," Wedge retorted. "We don't watchdog cargo ships."
The dispatcher's innocent look collapsed into thinly veiled disgust, and Wedge got the sudden impression that he'd gone through this same argument a lot lately.
"Look, Commander, don't dump it on me," he growled back. "It's a standard frigate escort. What's the difference whether the frigate's got people or a breakdown reactor aboard?"
Wedge looked back at the datapad. It was a matter of professional pride. That's what the difference was.
"Sluice Van's a pretty long haul for X-Wings," he said instead.
"Yeah, well, the spec line says you'll be staying aboard the frigate until you actually hit the system,"
the dispatcher said, reaching over his desk to tap the paging key on Wedge's datapad.
"You'll just ride him in from there."
Wedge scanned the rest of the spec line. They'd then have to sit there in the shipyards and wait for the rest of the convoy to assemble before finally taking the cargo on to Bipfash.
"We're going to be a long time away from Coruscant with this," he said.
"I'd look on that as a plus if I were you, Commander," the dispatcher said, lowering his voice.
"Something here's coming to a head. I think Counselor Phalia and his people are about to make their move."
Wedge felt a chill run through him.
"You don't mean a coup?"
The dispatcher jumped as if scalded.
"No, of course not. Who do you think Phalia is?"
He broke off, his eyes going wary.
"Oh, I got it. You're one of Akbar's diehards, huh? Face it, Commander. Akbar's lost whatever touch he ever had with the common fighting man of the Alliance. Phalia's the only one on the Council who really cares about our welfare."
He gestured at the datapad.
"Case in point. All this garbage came down from Akbar's office."
"Yeah, well, there's still an empire out there,"
Wedge muttered, uncomfortably aware that the dispatcher's verbal attack on Akbar had neatly shifted him to the other side of his own argument. He wondered if the other had done that on purpose, or whether he really was one of the growing number of Phalia supporters in the military. And come to think of it, a little vacation away from Coruscant might not be such a bad idea after all. At least it would get him away from all this crazy political stuff.
"When do we leave?"
"Soon as you can get your people together and aboard," the dispatcher said. "They're already loading your fighters."
"Right."
Wedge turned away from the desk and headed down the corridor toward the ready rooms. Yes. A quiet little run back out to Sluice Van and Bipfash would be just the thing right now. Give him some breathing space to try to sort out just what was happening to this new republic he'd risked so much to help build. And if the Imperials took a poke at them along the way, well, at least that was a threat he could fight back against.